On the Valley Isle, community members and the county council have been working on a new Maui Island plan for 4 years. Congratulations on finishing that plan.
We didn't finish it.
Oh, you didn't?
The main chapter, the implementation chapter, has not yet been discussed or approved.
Dick Mayer is vice chair of the Maui General Plan Advisory Committee.
Who's going to enforce that these conditions or restrictions are going to be enforced? Very often it's nobody.
I think what you're looking for is, who is the Wizard of Oz?
State Planning Director Jesse Suki says no one authority guides implementation.
It's not like that. It's collaborative. It's, you know, government trying to do the best they can with planning. It's landowners cooperating and discussing various options and proposals and plans.
But some feel there's a missing component.
The general public has just given up. That's a major part of the problem. Because the public finds so little response from the government decision makers, most people don't argue until all of a sudden it's going to be in their backyard.
By that point, often the process is harder to influence. Some wonder how housing projects, for example, begin to satisfy a need. The state estimates population growth at 0.8% per year through 2040. Would that be what development plans are based on?
When a developer determines what kind of product they're going to bring to market, developers decide what they think they can make profitable. For the growth projections, I'm sure that's one of the factors they look at, but they're really looking at markets.
Meaning simply, will they sell?
Here in Hawaii, if most of the population we're building new buildings for is for in-migrant populations, then you have to wonder why we're doing it.
Professor James Dater heads the Hawaii Center for Future Studies.
If we don't build the houses, they won't come. Let's put it that way. I don't think it's a question of providing for future needs or even present needs other than in the construction industry.
Unionized building trades provide some of the best jobs in Hawaii. Providing jobs is a powerful refrain supporting developments like the 4,000 approved units in Kaka'ako.
For you to believe in Kaka'ako, you have to believe in the value of density.
UH Urban Planning Professor Carl Kim says density can work synergistically. Honolulu Director of Planning and Permitting George Atta agrees, if it's done right.
That's why people come to cities in the first place, where the excitement is.
That could happen in Kaka'ako.
It very well could.
Are you confident that the roads, sewers, and waters are keeping pace with what's proposed?
So far, the water seems to be adequate. Sewers, there are some areas of concern.
Oh, so we don't have to have all of this set prior okaying the development.
It almost never happens that people think this is how it should happen. But developments like what's happening in Kaka'ako take decades to build out. For the developer, if they had to build everything up front, they would never build.
Right now, State Planning Director Suki says Maui is hopping with development proposals. Dick Mayer.
Most of the people of Maui want to keep Maui, Maui. When they say that, they mean really keep it the way it was.
Neighborly, rich with aloha, Dater says that's what people across the state want and have always wanted. Facing a wave of new developments 40 years hence, will history repeat itself and produce a worst-case scenario? Carl Kim.
This is an opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And part of it is actually engaging citizens so that they can participate in making choices. I think to try to empower citizens and communities to actually be deeply engaged, that's what builds good and strong communities. And so that's what we should be aspiring to.
Maybe how we manage to move ahead together is our most important message. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.